We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, 49 now, and we've got a lot to cover with our movie guy, Mike Mayo. You can find him at mike-mayo.com. So with all of this list, let's start with what you think is the best one and work our way down.
Okay, the best one is The Farewell. This is a little independent movie. It reminded me of the early work that Ang Lee did back in the 90s, movies like The Wedding Banquet, in that it's just this really good character-driven story. It stars Awkwafina, who was so good in Crazy Rich Asians last year. This is a more serious role. She's a young Chinese-American woman who goes back to a big family gathering in China to see her beloved grandmother, and her grandmother is dying of cancer, but no one in the family wants her to know that. So they're trying to keep this secret from her while having this big gathering. This is the kind of movie that, with a little luck, will pick up several Oscar nominations. Probably won't win anything.
Okay.
But if you missed it in theaters, it's really good. Rated PG. Nothing really objectionable in it. I just can't recommend this one strongly enough. This is the kind of movie that also won't lose anything on a smaller screen than in the theater. It's a really, like I say, a character-driven drama. Best bet out there this week.
The Farewell. Okay.
The next one probably, and this is going to, it's kind of similar, and this is a weird movie. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon, and it is about a young man with Down syndrome on the spectrum, and it's played by a guy who really does have that, Zach Gottken, and he lives in a retirement community and manages to escape from there because his dream is to be a professional wrestler. I know, this sounds like it's going to be, you know, just uplifting and icky, but it actually works. A really nice cast of good character actors like Thomas Hayden Church and Shia LaBeouf, and so, you know, they tell this story that's loosely based on some Mark Twain stuff too. Again,
really?
I didn't think I was going to like this movie. Went into it with a chip on my shoulder. It won me over. PG-13 rating. The Peanut Butter Falcon. This is kind of the sleeper of the week.
Okay. What did Mark Twain write that would match up with that?
Oh, it's from some of his kind of short stories and the more picaresque stuff. It's more the inspiration for them than literal translations of
Peanut Butter Falcon.
It's
all
set
right.
in the president. Yeah.
All right. What else?
Good Boys. This is kind of the biggest hit of the week, I guess. And it's about these. It's a very kind of sweet natured R-rated comedy starring Jason Tremblay, the kid who's done some really good work in other places. And it's about these three sixth-grade boys who are invited to their first kissing party. And they're beset by bullies. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And they kind of maintain their sixth gradeness all the way through this. And that's why it is so good. I really enjoyed this one, too. Again, it's rated R and not really for the age group that it's portraying, but there's really nothing that wrong with it for them to see it. So, again, I like this one a lot more than I thought I would.
Okay.
And again, you know, not a qualified recommendation, not a great recommendation. Also, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, sort of a sequel to the big hit, the thing we had, 47 Meters Down, where these girls were impaled by sharks. Here, three young women are diving in a cave off of Mexico, and they are trapped in there, and there are all kinds of sharks around. It is not a great shark movie, but it's a pretty good shark movie, let's put it that way.
Do they talk through the scuba?
They get around that. It's but not when I think of the great...
I'm asking the wrong question, right? That's the dumbest question you could ask, John.
Yeah, it's something like Deep Blue Sea, which is, you know, just this wonderful, trashy movie. But we won't go there. And finally, Angry Birds 2, animation, better than the Emoji Movie, let's put it that way, and leave it right there.
You didn't like that one, yeah.
I didn't like that one, and I didn't like the first Angry Birds, and I didn't like this one any better.
Okay. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.